Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here today for the World Says No to War on Yemen Global Day of Action. My name is Danica. I'm from Code Pink. I just want to remind everyone to try and stay 6 feet apart, keep your mask on, and the speakers won't need to touch the mic or anything. We have hand sanitizer right up here, and someone's walking around with masks if you need one. Before we get started, I want to go over some background for why we're here today and echo the demands created by the organizers for this day of action. We're here because in 2015, Saudi Arabia started bombing and blockading Yemen. The Saudi UAE coalition, with help from the United States, has attacked Yemeni weddings, funerals, hospitals, schools, industries, and historical sites. Thousands of Yemenis have been killed and millions are starving. Yemen is experiencing the highest death rate of COVID while also struggling to manage other outbreaks that would otherwise be preventable had it not been for the blockade. Since hospitals have been a constant target of the Saudi UAE coalition, Yemenis don't have the healthcare infrastructure to help people who need it. The global demands for the Day of Action are to stop foreign aggression on Yemen, stop weapons and war support for Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, lift the blockade on Yemen and open all of its land and seaports, and restore and expand humanitarian aid for the people of Yemen. In the U.S., Yemeni activists and organizers are making these demands specific to the Biden administration, which are our demands for this event as well. We want to restore all humanitarian and food aid to Yemen, including the USAID that was cut by President Trump at the beginning of the pandemic. We want to stop arms sales to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. We want to stop all U.S. involvement in the war in Yemen, including intelligence and logistics support. And we want to pressure Saudi Arabia to stop the blockade that is starving Yemen and lift the designation of the Houthis as a terrorist organization so aid can still come into Yemen and won't be halted. I want to do a quick shout out to the Yemeni Alliance Committee for their amazing work and intense dedication in making this day happen, not in just the places where they have a physical presence, but here in Chicago and everywhere else. So let's do a few chants to get riled up. The first chant, I'm going to say, hey, hey, ho, ho. And you all are going to say, the Saudi-led war has got to go, okay? Hey, hey, ho, ho, the Saudi-led war has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, the Saudi-led war has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, the Saudi-led war has got to go. Awesome. All right, so I want to introduce our first speakers, Grace and Lauren from Chicago Area Peace Action, DePaul.
Hi there, I'm Lauren, co-president of Chicago Area Peace Action, DePaul. We are a group of young organizers banding together to combat the greatest humanitarian crisis that exists right now, and the world powers who are complicit in its existence. After Danica started our group in 2018, CAPA worked closely with representatives like Ro Khanna to push legislation such as the War Powers Act. We have also set up action weeks, petitions, and fundraisers in support of the Yemen Can't Wait campaign. The only way we can strengthen our coalition and call for tangible change is if more young people support the movement. That's why we're here today.
As a result of the war, roughly 20.1 million people are food insecure, and 14 million people in Yemen are at risk of famine. At least 85,000 children under the age of 5 suffer from hunger and disease, and more than a million people are suffering from cholera. We are calling on the Biden administration to stand in solidarity with the Yemeni people. We need to end sanctions against Yemen immediately and start healing the pain we have caused. We need to redistribute aid to Yemen and help support organizations looking to relieve the civilians most affected. In Biden's first 100 days, his administration must restore all humanitarian and food aid to Yemen. We must stop weapon sales to Saudi Arabia and the UAE, stop all U.S. involvement in the destruction of the Yemeni people and land, push Saudi Arabia to stop the blockade that is killing the Yemeni population, and lift the designation of the Houthis as a terrorist organization. We now, more than ever, must stand together in solidarity with the Yemeni people. Thank you.
All right, we're going to do one more chant. I'm going to ask you, what do you want? And you're going to say, stop arming Saudi. And then, when do you want it? Obviously now. Okay. What do you want? Stop arming Saudi! When do you want it?
Now!
What do you want?
Stop arming Saudi!
When do you want it?
Now!
Amazing. Our next speaker is from Swana, Chicago. Nancy!
Hi all, I'm Nancy. I'm a queer Armenian and Palestinian organizer here in Chicago, and I'm here repping SWANA Chicago. And that's SWANA as in Southwest Asian and North Africans. We are an anti-colonial, anti-imperialist collective in Chicago, moving on the ethos that liberation is a connected process. We must fight with one another because it is all of us or none of us. SWANA Chicago stands with our brothers and sisters in Yemen who are fighting a man-made war in their communities, filled by the same money-hungry capitalist regimes that all of our communities are fighting against. Our beautiful people of Yemen, even the beauty of your hands that have brought our regions the Arabi coffee we know today, even these hands cannot bear the weight of the unjust alliance of the genocidal and imperialist nations of America and Saudi Arabia. Not to mention direct support, weapons, military and arms, and trainings by the settler colonial and racist state of Israel. Yemen is not starving. It is being starved. The same taxpayer dollars that funded the occupation of Palestine is the same dollars that fund Azerbaijan and Turkey's attack on ancient Armenian land, including their genocidal attack a few months back. It is the same money that is currently funding Saudi Arabia with weapons, terrorist advisors, logistical support, and even refueling of Saudi jets mid-air so they can continue their cycle of bombing and violence on innocent Yemen lives. This cycle of bombing and war is nothing new to our regions. Will the wars on our lands ever end, or are they fundamental to the survival of these capitalist and imperialist regimes? How is it that Saudi Arabia and the U.S. are able to impose this man-made war with almost no backlash from our media, when historical events clearly mark the blood of Yemen lives on their hands? Unfortunately, money buys history, and it sure as hell bought the ability to forcibly starve innocent lives with no remorse or backlash. This is the same money that bought Azerbaijani soldiers the right to post beheadings and torture of Armenian bodies on Twitter for the whole world to see. Yeah, it's that kind of money. Money that is able to fuel the physical and cultural genocides of all indigenous groups of the world. The same way Turkey was able to destroy and massacre my family's ancient village of Sassoon to no remnants in order to claim it as their own is the same genocidal plan Saudi Arabia is wishing to carry out in Yemen. Our existence is a threat. Every bombing on Yemen land reminds the people that it is more than a physical brokenness and death of their people, but the bombings kill the hearts and souls of those who have resided in these ancient lands for centuries. Historic buildings, monuments, archaeological sites have not been just collateral damage in the battle, but direct targets themselves. Destroying our culture by means of ethnic cleansing and genocide is no coincidence. Any trace of our existence is a threat. The same way Yemen lives are used as pawns in the way of the money-hungry regime of Saudi Arabia and its obsession with taking siege of the entire Gulf by means of oil is the same way that Azerbaijan and Turkey have killed us, displaced us, stolen our land, and days later began gold mining on our ancient land. The same way Palestinians demolished their own homes in order to avoid bulldozers and hefty fines by the Israeli government, and Armenians being forced down to burn their ancestral homes so colonizers wouldn't live in it, is the same as the people in Yemen who are internally displaced while diaspora Yemen people watch their dollars fund the bombing of their ancestral lands. We are forced to fund our own occupation. We are all the same pictures of displacement and dispossession at the hands of the same colonial and imperial forces. SWANA Chicago is dedicated to uplifting the people of Yemen and those in the diaspora by providing healing spaces, developing educational and decolonizing events for those inside and outside of our community, supporting existing Yemen efforts to uplift voices for Yemen. We are committed to disseminating information and action that goes towards building awareness and movement in the name of a free Yemen. We urge all members of the SWANA community to actively stand in solidarity with one another. None of us are free until all of us are free. Colonization is present tense and poses a threat to all indigenous groups in the world. When we say free Palestine, when we say free Yemen, free Kashmir, free Artsakh, we are demanding land back. Land back that does not impose borders and oppression on those who live freely on it. Land back means no borders, no central government, no capitalism, just freedom and love for the land. Land back means using the money stolen from Yemen and their people to rebuild cities and villages destroyed by imperialism and colonization. From the river to the sea, from the tip of the Arabian Peninsula up to Armenia, down through the Fertile Crescent and across North Africa to the Western Sahara, Yemen shall be free by any means necessary. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. 2 weeks ago, myself and people from Chicago Area Peace Action and the Chicago Committee Against War and Racism met with people from Senator Duckworth's office. We asked that she release a statement echoing the demands for the Global Day of Action. We followed up and we haven't heard back, so everyone should call Tammy Duckworth and ask her to actually release the statement to call on Biden to end all U.S. support for the Yemen war and ensure that all aid gets reinstated to Yemen. And with that, our next speaker is Malek from SJP Chicago.
Hello, my name is Malek and I am the co-chair of Students for Justice in Palestine, the Chicago chapter, also known as SJP. SJP stands with all Yemeni people in Yemen and all across the world today, and we strongly condemn the U.S. and its role in Yemen. The steadfast people of Yemen, who have endured over 6 years of war crimes and deadly aggression by the Saudi coalition, the United States, and the UK. The steadfast people of Yemen, whose schools, homes, and hospitals have been bombed, who are experiencing the world's worst humanitarian crisis, which includes 15 million people starving, 3 million other displaced, tens of thousands dead, and 24 million in the need of protection without access to food, safe water, or basic shelter and sanitation. They have become the casualties of U.S. imperialism and the military-industrial complex. All this while they are still standing steadfast and refusing to bow down to the invaders and the aggressors. Let's be clear. While the mainstream media largely ignores this, we won't. The war in Yemen, although fought entirely by the Saudi coalition, is a part of U.S. expansion and aggression in the region. And that is clear when the U.S. continues to harass Iran and fund Israel, who violates all kinds of international laws in the region, when they bomb Syria and Lebanon. Let's not forget the invasion of Iraq as well. The U.S. has an ocean of blood on their hands, and we know that history will not forgive the U.S. and the Saudi coalition for this crisis. Finally, we call on the Biden administration to immediately stop its aid and weapons trade to Saudi Arabia and pressures them until they stop this deadly war on Yemen. We call on the U.S. to stop the funding not just to Saudi Arabia, but also to Israel and all reactionary Arab regimes. We call on the U.S. to immediately withdraw all troops of the region and stop the sanctions on Iran. Thank you.
All right. Our final speaker is Nadia Aliafi, who is a college student who has been involved in political activism since 2017. She is from Yafa, Yemen, and hopes for the liberation of her people. She will be sharing a poem with us today.
Hello, my name is Nadia Aliafi. Is good enough? Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to be sharing a poem today. It's called A Letter to My Country. Between Asia and Africa, bounded on the west by the Red Sea, your heart resides. Cultivated from the coastal plain to the highest terraces of steep mountains and highlands, rich green valleys threaded by streams of sparkling water, golden sand seeps through the crevice of the feet. With each step taken, the city of clay. Your fertility and commercial prosperity is unmatched. You are the trendsetter with your dams, your skyscrapers, your architect, your coffee, as those magic caravans which were quilted with majestic colors walk through the city carrying merchandise to and through the busy streets. You became a classic transit land. And then they found you. They heard about your new discoveries. They smelt your rich oil. They located the gas. Now, as light drifts away, and only shadows are left behind. Silence trickles into the streets, scraping and searching for its next victim. Something and someone is at your body, scurrying, motivation unknown. Is it food that they are searching for? They are starving. Rib cages on display. dehydration, malnutrition, starvation, slowly wraps its hand among its next victim, this time the victim, a whole country. 24 million people on the brink of famine, millions of food, no food except what agencies provide, yet for several months they haven't seen those supplies, and now with COVID in the picture, it's as if someone, something is pushing for the removal of their existence. Is it a burial site that is needed? Surrounded by Houthis, airstrikes by Saudi, drones by America, should we lay you at peace now, or do we wait for them? The sun weeps as it watches your body slowly become a victim to humanity, the heart of the city now in ruins. What happened to the sanctity of life? Tell me, has humankind lost its mind as the angel of death looms across an entire nation? Freedom now set as an ideology questioning who is innocent and not the moralities of man? Tell me, as you participate in disorderly slaughter and the push to power slowly devours human development, focusing on total profits of guns and bombs, are you not ashamed? You let innocent families suffer the tragedies of your casualties, leaving them to wonder if they truly are the enemies. And they ask, what have they done to deserve this? Tell me, what have they done to deserve this? Oh, Yemen, call to your fellow subdued occupiers, guide them, for they are suffering. Ease their pain and their hardships, and let your beauty show once again. And while the ticking of the clock haunts mankind, let them know peace will come and evil will fall to slumber. Thank you.
So thank you all for coming out here. I know it's so cold. And our rally's coming to an end here, and I wanted to give everyone some follow-up actions. One of the most important things you can do is reach out to your senators and congressional offices and demand that your reps make ending U.S. support for the war in Yemen a priority. You can highlight the demands from the Day of Action today. You can call 1-833-STOP-WAR. That's 1-833-STOP-WAR. And I'm assuming since you're here, you'll probably be connected to Senator Durbin and Senator Duckworth's office. And to reiterate the demands, they are to end all U.S. support for the Saudis. That means arms sales. I know they won't say it's arms sales, but that means ending all arms sales. That means ending all logistical and intelligent sharing support. And that means restoring all USAID funding that was cut off in March. And I want to say thank you to all of our wonderful speakers. This was a very powerful night. We're one of the last protests happening right now, so that's very special. Another way to stay engaged is to follow Yemeni Alliance Committee on Instagram and Jihan Hakim on Twitter. Jihan's the chair of Yemeni Alliance Committee, and Aisha Juman on Twitter. All of them will be posting any follow-up actions that happen, as well as Code Pink and Chicago Area Peace Action. Thank you to DSA for sending your marshals. We really appreciate it. And let's wrap up with a couple chants. So we're going to do the What Do You Want one again. What do you want? Stop arming Saudi! When do you want it? Now! What do you want? Stop arming Saudi! When do you want it? Now! What do you want? Stop arming Saudi! What do you want it? Now! Okay, and then we're gonna do hey, hey, ho, ho. This Saudi-led war has got to go, okay? Hey, hey, ho, ho! This Saudi-led war has got to go! Hey, hey, ho, ho! This Saudi-led war has got to go! Hey, hey, ho, ho! This Saudi-led war has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! This Saudi-led war has got to go! Amazing. Thank you, everyone. Let's give all of us a round of applause because it's so cold and wet outside. Woo! All right, everyone get home safe and remember to call 1-833-STOP-WAR. Thank you so much.